best third down of the day last week, or best third down day of the year. What was sort of the key in getting some of those conversions?
Well, going into that game with Houston, they have a dynamic pass rush. Last time we had played them, it wasn't very pretty, so we wanted to make an emphasis on being able to protect Blake and let Blake feel comfortable that he could get to the wide receivers. And I think that we really had to ask a lot out of the tight ends and the running backs to really help us in that situation. And I think it gave Blake a little bit of comfort, let the wide receivers know we challenged them to have to win right away. And I think they executed the plan, I mean, almost perfect. I mean, 60%. I mean, that's all, especially versus a team like that. I mean, they're one of the best pass defenses in the league, and so much credit to them, and I'm just glad our guys did a great job in that situation.
What have you learned about A-Rob these couple weeks as coordinator? Maybe that you didn't know as the quarterback's coach.
I'll tell you, it's awesome working with him. I mean, all those wide receivers, I mean, they're such a hard-working group, and they love football. I mean, it's one of those things, they just always want to get better. They're always asking for things. They're really into any of the installs or any of the stuff we're putting in. I mean, they really get into it. And I think that's one of the things is, like, you kind of see it as just coaching the quarterbacks. But then when you're up there installing it and watching his interaction, I think that's the thing that really gets you excited, that he really loves the game. I mean, he is into it. So that's been really cool.
Marquise drew a couple PI penalties. Mm-hmm. Is he starting to contort himself or get that contact and become a veteran and draw that flag?
I'll tell you, all three of those guys, I mean, now that you've got the addition of Marquise with his juice, you know, he's got that X button, as we say. He can really get a little turbo boost there, which, you know, he's coming along. He's a guy that, you know, you want to spread the ball around to so many guys. And, I mean, all three of them have done a good job, and Marquise just gets better and better, and you just see him just keep growing every day.
What do you like about Ben Koyak? What has he done?
Ben Koyak's been really good in the run game, I think, and his combination with him and Mercedes, I think, has been something that has helped us in the run game. So I think it's one of those things, and his ability to run and catch, I mean, things that he's done in the past. But I think that just having 12 out there with him has really given us an advantage.
You put him out in 11 personnel late in the game to be the only tight end out there. How much does that say about your confidence in him?
You know, all those guys. I mean, even with Neo, I mean, you get Julius, you get Mercedes, you get Ben. I mean, it's funny because when you're making a plan together, there's just so many different guys that you want to get the ball to. So many different guys that are playing at a high level, and you just want to keep on feeding them as much as you possibly can. And whoever's opportunity is, you want them to take advantage of it. And I think Ben did a great job in that because we started to really have to press it. We had to pass the ball a lot there in the fourth quarter. I think that's kind of all we did, being down two scores. So, you know, when you have a lot of plays real fast, you got to kind of sub guys in and make sure that they're doing good. So I think Ben did a great job stepping up there.
What'd you make out of the run game when you were able to stick with it a little bit?
The run game was good. We were really balanced, which I really liked. I think that it kind of got skewed a little bit there at the end. Obviously, you never want to pass the ball as much as we had to, but when you go in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, down two scores, you know, I think we ended up having about 15 passes there, and then, I mean, the 17 third downs, you know, that right there is almost, 32 times we were asking Blake to help us out. So I think that's one of the great things about those kind of two situations. Third down is always kind of the quarterback's down. He's the one that, you know, he's got to try to pass and complete the ball and protect himself, and then when you're in a two-minute situation, that's another time when you really call upon the quarterback. So I think those two situations, allowed us to get after that. But the run game, it was going good, and I just think kind of when you're down by two scores, you just got to kind of move on. But I think that another reason why those third downs were manageable was because the run game were getting us in manageable situations. So it allowed us to be able to keep moving the chains.
What is a third and manageable? Is it four and below, three and below, or?
You want to say once you get past six, you're like, oh goodness, you know, once you get to that seven plus, you're like, oh, here they come. Anything six and below, you feel like it's manageable. Nothing's awesome. Like you're like, yes, I'm in a third down. I mean, even third and one is hard to get. I mean, any first down you get in this league. I mean, I think that's one thing that's been awesome. You know, these past 2 weeks, seeing how many first downs these guys have gotten has just been awesome to watch him go to work.
What did A-Rob do right on Bortles rolled out, made the nice throw on the touchdown, but what did A-Rob do on that play from what you saw?
Oh, well, it was funny. We try to work certain things every day, and because, I mean, it's funny. As a coach, you draw these plays up, and you're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. This guy's going to jump there, do this, and you can just drop back and throw it. And really, you know, 40% of the time, everything just breaks down and you got to make a play. I think that's something that Blake is really good at. I think that our guys are getting even better at working the scramble drill and starting to run around. And that play over there when A-Rob, he got into the end zone and he just started I mean, he's just so big. He boxed the guy out and Blake rolled to his left, took a shot and still was able to deliver it. I mean, it was awesome. I was fired up. And it's just one of those things, you know, you try to design a play and then all of a sudden something breaks down and then those guys get to go play like when they were younger out on the street saying, "Hey, throw me the ball, I'm open."
Why do you think Blake looks better in that situation? It looks like the ball comes out of his hands better. It looks like he's comfortable there.
It's funny. Blake has done, I mean, funny enough, Blake has done a real good job. I mean, he's up to 65. Last week he was 65% completion percentage, which is huge. You know, I mean, last year I think he was about 58. So we're really kind of climbing that one up. Did great in the third down situations. I think that when he's out of the pocket, you know, he just kind of stops thinking and just starts gaming. You know, he's just, hey, trying to find a play. He's all excited to run because he loves running the ball. You know, he always wants to try to get as many yards as he can with his feet. And then if he finds somebody open, he just delivers it. I mean, it's one of those things, just kind of the non-thinking, just go and just make a play.
But it's not ideal. Like, for you, it's not ideal to always put him on the run in that, right?
It's not ideal, but we want to get him on the run because anytime you can move the pocket, it allows the defense not to know where he's going to be. So anytime that you have a threat that you're going to get out of the pocket, it's always positive. I think that sometimes, you know, when it's a smooth, easy look, you know, he feels it and he delivers the ball and it's awesome. And then if he all of a sudden breaks down, he's comfortable with that, which that's really hard to train with a quarterback is, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, they only want that 1, 2, 3, throw the ball. You know, 1, 2, they just want that real nice thing. And all of a sudden when it breaks down, guys, you know, panic or something bad happens. The good thing about Blake is, which separates him, is his ability to extend plays, his ability to use his feet, his ability to find A-Rob for a touchdown over there. And, I mean, that throw, and I mean, he had two guys right in him, hit him. I mean, it was awesome.
We see the misplay to Hearns. We see the misplay to Lee. We see the pick six.
Yeah.
You seem a lot more confident in a lot of the things he's doing.
Without a doubt. You know, it's one of those things. Sometimes he makes the easy things look hard and the hard things look really, really easy. And as a young quarterback, the thing that's exciting for me is when I look at him, he knows exactly where he's going to. And it's almost like he gets too excited. He's like, oh my gosh, I know what's happening. And so I think the thing that I get excited about is we put a plan in, we know what we're trying to execute, we know how we're trying to get him open. The wide receivers are feeling they're getting open. And then Blake just needs to deliver that instead of getting overexcited and doing too much. It's like, hey, it's just a regular play, just a regular thing. So if we can get him to calm down just as when he runs out of the pocket, or if it's just a nice, easy completion to about 10-yard gain or something like that, we got to get that to transition over into the deep ball.
What does Detroit do well?
Well, they've got these they play with these things called wide nines, and they have these defensive ends. They're very, very big, tall guys and rangy, real big guys, and they just run right at the quarterback. So, I mean, they get in an angle right there, and they will go full speed, and they penetrate right through. So the defensive line is something, again, we just have to be cognizant about because they're not really a read technique. They're not going to sit at the line. They're going to try to just run right through the offensive line. So I think that both in the run game and the pass game, we got to be able to, you know, match their explosion.
Sometimes with the wide nine, it leaves your run game, your run defense a little susceptible to big runs. Is that something you think you can take advantage of?
We'll see. I hope.
Darius Slay has become a number one corner in this league.
Good
what
player.
Does he do well?
You know, he's a good athletic corner out there. Obviously, he's had a little bit of injuries that he's been kind of dealing with. But, I mean, he's a guy you got to respect. I mean, he's playing at a high level, and he's a real quick, agile guy out there.